Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, March 10th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Hotline Miami 2 Wrong Number. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we unravel the stories and complexities of the Wikipedia universe, one article at a time. I'm Aloy, your host, and today we're diving into the thrilling and oftentimes polarizing world of Hotline Miami 2 Wrong Number. Hotline Miami 2 Wrong Number is not just a video game. It's a cultural phenomenon that pushes the boundaries of storytelling, gameplay, and aesthetic design in the indie gaming industry. Released in 2015 by Denaton Games, this sequel to the critically acclaimed Hotline Miami captures attention with its violent gameplay, engaging narrative, and retro-style graphics. For those unfamiliar, the game is set in an alternate Miami during the early 1990s. It's a top-down shooter that emphasizes swift reflexes, strategic planning, and a storyline that leaps back and forth in time, reminiscent of a filmmaker's non-linear storytelling. The music, an integral part of the game's identity, intensifies the overall experience, creating an immersive atmosphere that's tough to shake off. Hotline Miami 2 Wrong Number continues the journey of its predecessor, bringing new characters to the spotlight. Each character comes with their unique motivations and backgrounds, adding layers to the already complex narrative. This feature prompts us to question our moral compass. How much violence is too much? Where do we draw the line in the virtual depiction of brutal actions? Let's think back to a time when video games were predominantly linear, straightforward, and often predictable. Contrast that with titles like Hotline Miami 2, which not only challenges players' skills but dares them to explore ethically murky territories. It begs the question, do video games influence our perception of reality? Can immersive and sometimes visceral gaming experiences shift societal norms or alter individual perspectives? Listeners, I'd love for you to ponder this. Have you ever engaged with a game, movie, or book that made you question your values or view the world a little differently? How did that make you feel, and what impact did it have on your day-to-day life? Aside from its narrative depth, Hotline Miami 2 broadens its gameplay dynamics by introducing multiple perspectives. Each character you control perceives and reacts to the world differently. This multi-layered approach creates a tapestry of experiences, forcing players to confront and understand varying worldviews, even if disturbing or uncomfortable. This complexity leads us to an intriguing part of the conversation about the ethical implications of video games. How much responsibility do game developers bear when creating content that could be deemed controversial or, as critics sometimes suggest, morally ambiguous? Should creators be solely driven by artistic expression, uninhibited by societal norms, or should there be a line? In terms of gameplay mechanics, Hotline Miami 2 is described as punishingly difficult. It's not a game where you succeed by charging headfirst into conflict. Rather, it demands patience, memorization, and precision. Each level is a meticulously crafted puzzle where timing and execution are key. Such a challenge separates casual players from those who relish the satisfaction of mastering a seemingly insurmountable obstacle. This style of gameplay can be likened to life itself, where obstacles require careful thought and strategic planning rather than hasty responses. Can the skills honed in such challenging virtual environments translate to improved cognitive function or problem-solving abilities in reality? Is it possible that the discipline developed through gaming could benefit us outside of entertainment contexts? One particularly captivating aspect of Hotline Miami 2 is its portrayal of violence and its impact on players' emotions. The visceral nature of the game is disturbing, yet undeniably gripping. It pushes players to confront their reactions to violence and calls into question the cathartic release that such virtual acts can provide. For many, video games are an escape, offering a way to vent frustrations in a safe space. But as we feel the adrenaline rush from conquering a tough level or outsmarting an enemy, it's worth reflecting. Does this sense of triumph stem from our most primal instincts, or is it simply the joy of overcoming a challenge? There's a statement made by game co-creator Jonathan Soderstrom that resonates deeply with this exploration of individual motivations. He suggests that violent games like Hotline Miami 2 offer an outlet for experiences we cannot pursue in real life. It's a thoughtful way to nurture our imaginations without crossing real-world boundaries. In closing today, I'd like to leave you with a challenge, a call to action, if you will. Next time you engage with any form of entertainment that provokes, surprises, or unsettles you, take a moment to pause and ask yourself, what does this work reveal about human nature? And what does it say about you as a participant in the experience? Thank you for joining me on this journey through the world of Hotline Miami 2, Wrong Number. Your curiosity and willingness to question the status quo keep discussions alive and relevant. Join me next time as we continue to uncover the secrets behind the articles on Wikipedia. Until then, keep questioning, keep exploring, and stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Hotline Miami 2, Wrong Number. Thanks for listening. See you next time.